Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if you saw this story, although I played it for you earlier, and the reaction Jamie gave me was, because this is such a happy story.
I mean, that's fine.
It's a happy story.
That's fine. I'm not against joy.
Happy. You're not against good.
I'm fundamentally against happy things.
This is a really, it's a fun video. It's on our Facebook page. You can see it. Facebook.com/981KMBZ. And this happened, I believe, in New York, where a couple is playing Scrabble against their grandmother, or they're playing with grandma or whatever. This is in Connecticut, as a matter of fact. And they play the word grandma. And it continues on.
Grandma.
And then they play another word on the bottom A of grandma. And they play the word baby.
Oh, how cute. We have a theme. Doesn't mean. Seriously? No, sir. Are you serious? No, sir. Are you serious or not? This is not funny, you know. I'm not laughing at you. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so they surprised mom by telling her they were pregnant by playing the two words on Scrabble. First of all, before I ask this question, what kind of sick person is playing that prank on grandma? That is this real? No, we're just kidding. Like, what kind of sick people would ever do that
right
to a grandmother or to be or to your mom or to your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
That's awful. But I'd love to know at 576-7798. It's on Facebook, too. It's on Twitter. What kind of ways did you get surprised with big news or vice versa? You know, joyful news. Joyful news. Happiness.
Not big news.
Yeah, happiness.
That's different.
Well, how have you surprised people with the way you announced you were getting pregnant, or the way you were having a baby, or the, you know, marriage or whatever? If you have a story like that, 576-7798. Or you can also text in 22980.
Do you?
I
don't have one that immediately comes to mind.
When we got married, nobody knew that I was proposing to Lee. Nobody knew at all. And that we were in Las Vegas, and her sister looked at me when Lee wasn't around and said, "When are you going to propose to my sister? You guys have been dating for a while." And I said, "Tomorrow." And I had brought the ring to Las Vegas, and we went to the Bellagio fountain, and they were in on it, my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law and a friend or two. And we just called our parents. Like, there wasn't anything really surprising about that. When Lee was pregnant with Britton, we were at brunch or lunch in Michigan with my mom, and we told her we were looking for new headshots for the two radio stations we were working at, and we were at a Bravo. I think there's a Bravo probably on the plaza or something like that. And she looked at the pictures, and she's going through these pictures of me and Lee, and then she gets to one of the baby bump. And she gets to one of the sonogram photo, and she screams out loud, screams, "Ah!" in the middle of a crowded restaurant and starts crying. And I was like, that's the reaction you're kind of going for. With my dad, it was the same thing, except his reaction was, "Oh, neat." Or, "Oh, that's great." My dad was just so stone-faced when we told him about it.
Can I ask more questions about this, Scrabble thing?
Sure.
Would this take some planning to make sure you had the letters?
Yeah.
And cheating to make sure you had the letters?
Oh, yeah. And this is the first words on the board, too.
Okay, so
you cheat. They rigged this system.
It would have to be the first, because otherwise you would go too far into the game. It's easier to cheat at Scrabble if you start at the beginning, because then you can just somehow magically pull out the little tray of letters.
I'm guessing, like, they rigged it so there's three of them playing, and they rigged it so he sat on one side, pulled out the A, and the A goes first. Whoever's closest to A in Scrabble goes first. And then she went next. So he made grandma, and then she made baby, and then grandma to be was going to play third.
Yes.
You definitely, there is some planning and some rigging going on when it comes to this. We told my parents via Skype about the twins, and they both gave you the, like, we were talking to them about Britain, and then I said, oh, and I want to show you this picture. And then we held up the picture of the twins' sonogram photo, mm-hmm. and they, everybody, my mom started hysterically laughing, just could not stop laughing because of the entire situation that we were going through. And yeah, and my dad was just in shock and disbelief. Basically the same reaction both ways. But did anybody do anything to surprise the grandmother or grandfather to be, and was the reaction good, or vice versa? Share your story, 576-7798, 576-7798. You can also text 22980. Would love to hear. I like to hear some happiness and joy.
Okay.
Some happiness and joy.
I'm like, meh.
Tell me a tale.
You take your happiness and joy.
Tell me a tale of happiness, a surprise or an announcement that you made to your mom or your dad or your sister or your brother or friend. Want to hear yours coming up next. Asking you about your tales of joy and happiness.
Whatever.
there's I'm a woman kidding. In Connecticut who was surprised by her son and daughter-in-law. They were playing Scrabble, and the first two words played were grandma and baby, and we just played you the audio of her crying because she was in such shock and such joy about it. So when have you surprised somebody, and it turned into that, where it turned into happiness through crying, or, you know, just that kind of surprise? 576-7798.
Can I read you one from the text line really fast?
Sure.
And then we'll get to your calls because this is funny. This is the kind of thing I would do. at Christmas, we wrapped up a jar of Prego spaghetti sauce. And wrote the expected date on it. Then gifted everyone a jar. Before everyone opened up our present, my brother and sister-in-law announced they also are expecting.
Oh.
Screaming kids 2 weeks apart.
Are you kidding?
Welcome to that house.
That's...
Holy cow. I like the Prego. That's cool. I don't like Prego. I don't like that jar sauce, but that's a good idea.
That's... Right before your big announcement and your big surprise, somebody stole your moment.
It.
Oh my God.
I think they got theirs first though. I think then the way it's worded, the other people said they were expecting also.
Right, but right before everybody opened up the Prego, like you stole the moment. You stole the moment. I mean, you didn't know you were stealing the moment. Karen's in Leawood. Hi Karen, you're on KMBZ. Tell me your story of joy.
Well, my story of joy is my son and daughter-in-law live in Portland, Oregon, and I had been bugging them forever. It seemed like, you know, they got married in 2005, and here it was, you know, 2012, and I was like, my God, these kids, wow. So anyway, one day I got a package in the mail, and it wasn't, you know, time to give a gift or anything. It wasn't a birthday or Christmas or anything like that, so I went in the house, and I opened it up, and inside was a Chinese takeout box. And I was like, wonder what this is. So I pulled it out of there, and it was all packed real neat and everything. So I opened it up, and inside was a fortune cookie. And inside that fortune cookie, my son had put in there, you are going to be grandparents on the fortune. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the roof about came off the house. I could not believe it because the...
Now, Karen, are you the kind of woman where you started running around the house screaming, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, or were you breaking down in tears?
No, I was running around the house. My husband was downstairs watching TV, and I went dashing down the stairs, and I told him, I said, you're never going to believe what they did and what's in this box. I said, we're going to be a grandma and grandpa.
did he even turn the TV down?
Oh, yes, he did.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Good, good.
We were just so excited because I was beginning to think I was going to have to go out there and give some lessons or something.
Karen, like, they did not want those lessons. No, they definitely did not. Thank you for your phone call and congratulations.
Some of you were texting in some very long stories, and because the text line is dumb, it is mixing up your stories. Just call 576-7798 because you're texting in things that are coming in like seven pieces.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Our interface is a little bit weird.
It's just not user-friendly.
So call 576-7798 with your story. Jeannie is in South Kansas City. What's up, Jeannie?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
All right. What's your story of happiness?
Well, my story was actually about 7 years ago this time. My partner's best friend, well, they were friends when they were in grade school, is a Broadway star. And she was in Kansas City in 2011, and we got to meet up with her. So they reconnected after several years of not being in touch. And so in 2012, I found out she was doing a cabaret show in New York City, and I planned a trip to and surprised my partner with it and got her time off work, Got the airline tickets, did the hotel, did everything, and told her 4 days before we were leaving.
How much did she cry?
Quite a bit. I stuck it in the menu of the restaurant that we were at, and I said, oh, here are some reviews of Sherry's play. Maybe you'd like to read them. And what it was the airline tickets. For the flight. So
her
jaw kind of dropped to the floor because she doesn't like to fly at 6:30 in the morning.
Nobody really likes flying at 6:30 in the morning. Jeannie, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798. Text 22980. Let's go to Sterling in Platte City. What's your story, Sterling?
Well, I love this story, and it's not directly me. It was my grandparents and my cousin. The phone rang at my grandparents' house. My grandmother picked up the phone, and the next thing you know, she dropped the phone and started crying. My grandfather walked over and picked up the phone. He said, "Who is this, and why did you make my wife cry?" Well, it was my cousin that called to announce the birth of their daughter, my grandparents' granddaughter, and told my grandmother the reason why she cried is not only the announcement of the birth of their granddaughter, but they're naming the little girl after my grandmother. And I just love that story.
That's fantastic. Who is this, and why did you make her cry?
Exactly. I love that. You know, and my grandfather was such a gentleman. He, for him to hear those words come out of his mouth, he had to have been really upset.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Sterling, thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. 576-7798.
Do you like to be surprised?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So like surprise party. When you turn 40, you want the surprise party?
I had one a couple of years ago before we moved here. It was on a Sunday, and I had come home from working, and Lee said, "Hey, we're going to go to this. You want to go to this bar? It's your favorite bar. You want to just go here and watch the football game or something like that, or baseball game or something." And it was one of the bars you could bring your dog into. And the line on the bar was hair of the dog with your dog. So you could bring the dog into the bar. And that didn't seem like anything out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought something was a little bit weird because she and her roommate at the time were kind of dressed regular, you know, like gear you would go to Target in, you know, jeans and a nicer shirt. And I'm in sweatpants and a track jacket. And nobody says anything to me. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. So I was like, get the dog, and we get the car, and we drive over there, and we walk in, and she had a surprise birthday party for me 2 weeks in advance of my birthday.
That's the time to do it.
Yeah. I had no idea, and she had like 50 people there at this bar, and it was, I had just, you know, I walk in, and boom, they hit me with shaving cream silly string, and I think everybody kind of likes that. Do you not like surprise parties?
I think because despite doing this for a living, I don't generally like to be the center of attention like that. That just makes me uncomfortable and uneasy, and I would be embarrassed, I think, and not really know how to react. That kind of attention all focused on me, I don't think I would know what to do with. And so, no, I don't. I mean, I would be fine, and I would be graceful about it and humble and whatever, but I think I would just be really uncomfortable. And no one's ever... I can't think of a time where anyone's ever surprised me like that. And I think that's why. Now, I have planned them. I like to plan them. Mm-hmm. I like to be the force behind those. But the first question you ask is this person going to receive this well? Not everybody receives that well.
Oh, yeah.
And just because it's fun for you to plan and you think it's going to be fun to do for them doesn't mean they're the right person to pull that kind of surprise on.
She got me again a few years later, 2 weeks before my birthday again. Somebody walked in to our apartment and handed me a birthday present. And I'm like, oh, thanks. It's 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate it. What are you up to tonight? Oh, just here hanging out. And then it happened again. And another person walked in 5 minutes later. And I'm like, what is happening here? You guys, my birthday is not it's April 20th. And this was on April the 6th. And then all of a sudden the door flung open and 15 people walked in with a cake and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is a surprise party again for us. Mm-hmm. So she got me twice within like 5 years of that. Two times within 5 years of a surprise party. We'll get to some more stories of happiness and joy. We'll get to Beverly. We'll get to, or is it Belvert? Excuse me. Also, we'll get to Jeannie on the other side. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Coming up at 1:30, let's now go to Rebecca Crockett in the newsroom. Taking your phone calls right now. If you want to see the story of the grandma who was told she was going to become a grandma for the first time, her son and daughter-in-law were playing Scrabble, spelled out the words grandma and baby to start the game. She started crying. Have you ever surprised anybody with big news, or how have you been surprised? 576-7798. Love to hear your stories. Overland Park, Jeannie, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Jeannie?
Hi, Mike, and thanks for all the good shows over the years.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for listening.
Hey, 3 years ago this past Christmas, we were at my nephew's house and his wife for Christmas dinner. And we got finished and we went down to open packages. And after everything was open, they gave one last one to my brother. And he opened it up and he looked at it and he looked at it and he could figure it out. It was a picture frame and in it was a picture of a sonogram. And there were two little Santa hats on these little figures.
Aww.
And he had to have my niece explain to him that he was going to be the grandfather of twins in July.
That's fantastic.
And it was so cute, but he couldn't figure it out. He thought it was a picture of a cat at one point. But then this past week we found out that those little three-year-old girls now are going to have a little sister in March.
Aw, see?
So it was nice, but it was funny because of the look on his face. He couldn't figure it out.
That's fantastic. Jeannie, thank you for the phone call, and thank you for those kind words. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Belvert. Am I saying that right? Belvert in Kearney? What's up, Belvert?
It's Delbert.
Oh, Delbert. My apologies. Yeah, my screen is incorrect. Okay. That's okay, bud. Glad to have you.
I surprised my wife for our 10-year wedding anniversary. She worked for Kankakee County School District. And so I set
hello,
it up.
Hello.
How are you, Jamie?
Good.
So I set it up with her bosses to make sure she could get the time off. And at the time, our kids were 4 and 2. So my wife left for work. I packed the kids up, took them to our cousins who was watching them for the week, went back after, called her and asked her if she could go to lunch, and went up to the office and asked her if she wanted to go to lunch. She asked where. I said, well, let's go to Mexico.
Oh.
And we went to the airport and got on a plane and went to Mexico.
That's fantastic. That's a great, I mean, that's a very nice, hey, where do you want to go to lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go south of the border. That's great. How long were you in Mexico?
We went for a week, and everybody in our office gathered around because they all knew about it, and everybody there was crying.
Aw, Delbert, you're a big softy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a romantic. Thank you for your phone call, Delbert. Appreciate it. 576-7798. Text in 22980. Is it Sheila on KMBZ? Sheila, is that you?
Yes.
Sheila, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. Tell me your story of joy and happiness.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your upcoming twin.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So we struggled having children. It took me over almost 20 years to have our first child. So this is kind of a heartwarming type story. Where we worked, my husband worked at the same medical practice I did. We worked in two different places. I managed the front desk, and he worked in the IT department. So everybody kind of knew what was going on, that we had done the injections and all of that, and they knew the day that we were waiting to hear if we were pregnant. Because 5 years previous to that, we had had a miscarriage. In fact, this month he would be 16. Mm. With that being said, anyway, everybody, they heard me being paged overhead, and so they knew the call was there. And it was so hard to keep a straight face and not be screaming, jumping up and down, to get from one part of the clinic to a completely different part to be able to tell him before anybody else saw my face that he was actually going to be a dad this time. So
and you, people could read it on your face. It was an easy one to read on your face.
Oh, most definitely. And it was kind of neat. The day that we actually did because we had to do artificial insemination and that. And his boss, my old boss at the time, she had balloons, pink and blue balloons put at the front desk for me. And everybody was kind of wondering, what on earth are those for? So it was kind of neat. I mean, everybody, you know, it was a big family type practice. So everybody knew what was going on. And it was really neat to be able to share it with everybody. So, but yeah, it was kind of like people were following me over just to see what was going to happen. So it was kind of neat.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And Sheila, I commend you for continuing to try. I mean, we tried for a year and we were wondering, we were 38, you know, 37, and to continue to try for 20 years, that's amazing. It's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing it.
Okay, I was 40 and found out that I was pregnant. So people that say, they, you know, stop or whatever, that's the thing. Don't ever
yeah.
give up. So.
Yeah. Hey, great story, Sheila. Thank you for sharing it. We appreciate you getting in. 576-7798 or text 22980.
People took my advice and called instead.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Those stories are better when we hear them on the air.
Right. I mean, that's better.
Just on the text line.
Hearing that story from Sheila is better than reading that story.
Tone of voice matters.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Matters a lot.
If you want to read that story, it's over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ. And you can see the grandma who starts crying, and you can share yours.
Can we play the clip again, actually?
Yeah.
Of her?
Yeah.
That way people know what we're talking about here, why we got on this in the first place.
Yeah, give me one.
Because
second.
She really has this sound of voice that's like, well, I'll let you judge for yourself.
All right, here it is.
They're shrieking.
She just played grandma, or somebody just played grandma, and then it's time to play baby.
Oh. Grandma. Oh, how cute. We have a theme. Doesn't mean... Seriously? No, sir. Are you serious? No, sir. Are you serious? You're not. This is not funny. You know, I'm not laughing at you. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, Sarah.
I think it's wonderful. And yeah, if you are playing that prank on your mom, you're a sick person.
Yeah.
If that's not real, you are a sick, sick person. And again, if you want to see it, it's a family up in Connecticut. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's also up on Twitter. You can follow us at KMBZ Radio and share your story on social media if you want to, because we would love to see it. Let's squeeze in one more before we get to some music news. Debbie, in Peculiar, you're on KMBZ.
Hi.
Hi.
Congratulations on your babies.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Several years ago, when I was still teaching, I taught sixth grade at Meadowmere Elementary School in Grandview. And my sixth graders went together and got a singing telegram sent to me during class. And one of the news stations found out about it and did a human interest story. So they came out and taped a guy dressed up like a Cupid come into my class and bring flowers and chocolates and sing a song. And they just thought it was hilarious. But it was so much fun, and I appreciated it and think about it all the time still.
Was it a big announcement or just to bring Cupid and singing to you?
It was just a surprise for me.
Okay.
Aww.
Yeah.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think back. It was in the 90s.
In the 90s. That's what a cool thing for a class to do for a teacher. Debbie, thank you for your phone call. I didn't even know singing telegrams were still a thing.
Have you ever just sent Lee flowers for no reason whatsoever?
Absolutely.
When was the last time?
When she still worked here, I probably. Oftentimes, I would just stop and get them, and I wouldn't send them.
Mm-hmm.
We did when she started her new job up in Iowa, but I would go into her office. I'd get here before she would.
Yes.
And just put just because.
You're big on the little surprises in her office all the time. That's the advantage of being in the same building.
Yeah.
Is that you can just go down and do that.
Not anymore.
Those are the things that people forget to do after a while. Just send the flowers for no reason whatsoever.
And they say that, you know, I think we've talked about this actually on the air, that if you, when you have, you know, a baby, you still have to make your relationship work. You know, it's still important to remember that you guys have a relationship before the baby. And we both have had conversations about that. And, you know, she's seemingly always pregnant now, so we can't do some of the things. So, you know, the lifestyle is a little bit different. This is the last time we plan on her being pregnant. So it'll be a little different come next spring. But yeah, I feel like you got to do those things. You got to do those little things. Again, go check it out on our Facebook page. Debbie, thank you for your phone call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.